Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to Geek This. It's 2022. The show is now 10 years old, and I think it's time for an update. Over the last several months, I've been asked by multiple people, like, what is the status of Geek This? And I've also been thinking about it myself. Podcasts don't turn 10 very often, and honestly, to celebrate a 10-year anniversary when you haven't put out new episodes consistently ever feels a little weird. But, you know, Geek This has been my show and David's show for 10 years. So I decided I'd take a step back and talk to you guys candidly about what happened and why the indefinite hiatus took place for the show. This actually goes back probably about 4 years. So about 2018, I was getting very burnt out with life in general. I was at a job that felt very dead end. I had some issues with coworkers and a boss and things like that that I did not feel were ever going to be resolved. I was working actually part-time for the company I work full-time for now and really hoping, man, I really wish I could go full-time with this other company because the work environment is so much better. I would be working from home and all of this other stuff. So I was really having a hard time trying to work that job that felt like it was never going to go anywhere. And also pour myself into a podcast that I had been, I guess, forced to do on my own. I guess forced is a strong word, but you guys know this. David Hunt has been my wingman through many, 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 many years, almost every year of Geek This, every season that we, you know, the microphone comes back on and we're going to talk about something. He is my go-to person because I love him to death. He is very much like a brother to me. He's also somebody that I love to talk about comics and movies with for hours. It's just, I don't know. You guys probably have friends like that. And when David got his current job, things were fine for a while, but, his schedule just kind of got, it became very different than mine and we just could not figure out how to make it work. That's when a lot of solo episodes started coming out because I felt guilty because I wasn't putting out an episode and one had to go out, or at least I felt like it had to go out. So I felt like, I mean, to be totally honest, I kind of felt like I was half-assing Geek This, and I never wanted to do that. Like, you know, the real dream was to just do that show full time and be able to go to conventions and all this other crazy stuff. But in 2018, a lot more solo episodes came out and I just didn't have the drive. I made the episodes that I did and then posted the most recent update. And since then, I've, like I said at the beginning, I've been asked by several people, like, what's going on here? I've had offers from some other friends to, you know, co-host, jump in on an episode. And to be totally honest, I don't want to do Geek This without David. David brings so much passion and excitement to that show. A lot of knowledge too. He is what I like to personally refer to as our movie trivia guru. You guys have heard previous episodes, and he's always the first person to go, "Hey, did you know this thing about this movie?" Because he absolutely loves film. And I do too, but his passion for it just blows me out of the water. But I decided that I could not do that show without David. I don't know that everybody will understand that. Our chemistry is special to me, and I feel like it really made the show. David actually showed me, or had me listen to, a section recently from The Sci-Fi Christian, which you guys may remember. Many years ago, we were part of what was called the Crossover Nexus, or the podcast initiative, where just a bunch of like geek podcasts got together. We kind of did like not so much co-host swaps, but we'd made guest appearances on each other's show. It was a really cool thing. And the Sci-Fi Christian, they have exceeded, I think, 1,000 episodes of their show, which, bravo, Matt and Ben. And like, they brought up the fact that, like, you know, Geek This was, it was a bigger show at the time, and we just disappeared. And but like the big thing was, like, the joke was the fact that I started going by Dave, because David and I were doing Geek This, and we were constantly getting the, "Which one were you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm the one with the higher pitched voice, and David's the one with the manlier voice." So, you know, things like that. Like, David and I are Geek This. Like, we are that pair. We make that show. That's what we're known for in our small little podcasting community. But all of that said, I cannot bring myself to make Geek This without David. But even if David's schedule were to change, I still worry that my passion for talking about movies and comics and things like that, I think it's waned so much in the last few years that I don't think that I could run a podcast solely based on that anymore. I haven't read a comic book in probably 2 years. I love watching movies, but I haven't really sat down and like full on had a discussion about a single movie in just as long. And that's kind of where I'm at personally. So I think the way that I would want to, have Geek This come back is actually to not have Geek This come back. I think just putting it to rest, letting it be what it was, what it is. And I want to pass the baton on to David. He has a really interesting idea for a show very similar to what we were doing at Geek This. I'm not going to go into that because I don't know if it will be a thing. I'm going to help make it happen when David's ready. But I want to pass the baton on to him. In the last couple of years, I've helped some other similar shows get started. And I've also started like dedicate much more of my time to another podcast that I am part of. And I think that Geek This and its life has kind of ended, which is kind of, it's weird to admit right now, but I think that's where it's at. You know, things could change, but from my perspective, I think that era of my life is over. And I would encourage all of you listening to go check out some of the other shows that I have helped with, or the one that I'm on. So go check out Boomstick Video Club. I will put links in the description for this video over at geekthispodcast.com. That way you guys can easily go check out these shows. But Boomstick Video Club is a podcast that Mike Kostreva started. It's very similar to Geek This in the fact that they're talking about, you know, it's him. Usually, sometimes I'm on, David's on there, our friend Zach, and Mike's friend Nick. I guess he's my friend too, but we don't hang out too much, sadly. But they talk about, essentially, I think the concept was movies that can still be found on VHS. So, you know, we're kind of dating ourselves in what can be talked about on the show. But it's a lot of fun. It's usually pretty unedited. You get like raw conversation. It's very, very funny. The other show I would highly encourage you to listen to as well, if you like movie review shows, is The Bottom Shelf. It's newer. I think October 2021 was when that thing went live. It involves two of my online friends who I've played D&D with, Dallas Mora and John Haryu, as well as the Dapper Man, Kevin. I can't remember Kevin's last name, but the three of them sit down. They are actually reviewing AFI's worst rated movies or worst ranked movies. So that's been a joy to listen to. It reminds me of the days where it was me, David, and Mike, or, you know, and Zach or Adam, you know, just enjoying movies. So that's another one. If, you know, you want a little bit different, I think the thing that's cool about The Bottom Shelf is like, they do like skits. Like there's like a themed like sub storyline going on that kind of helps set the mood for the show. So it's a lot of fun. And then the last show that I would recommend you listen to, if you're interested in Dungeons and Dragons or you just like audio dramas, I've been involved for the last year, actually a little over a year, with a show called Playing Games with Strangers. And I play a character named Wilder Filch on the show, and I do a whole lot for that show. I think once I stopped Geek This and became involved with Playing Games, I have poured myself into that show, and I edit, I do voice acting, I work on merch, I do a whole bunch of stuff over there. But go listen to that show. Starting from the beginning and catching up might take you a little while. The original episodes up until about the time I joined were, you know, 3-4 hour episodes. And then after I joined, we decided, hey, let's go, you know, weekly. And now they're closer to an hour and a half ish run times. So yeah, go check out all three of those shows. You've got Boomstick Video Club, you have The Bottom Shelf, and Playing Games with Strangers, all shows that I am involved in to some degree. And, you know, this is probably the last of Geek This. As sad as that is to say, you know, I would love to see it come back, but it's not going to be the same form. And also there's a lot of movie review shows out there that are better than what I ever did with Geek This. So, that's it. I know that was kind of a ramble, but that you guys know me by now. So go check out those shows, and that's where you can find me. I'm going to make appearances on all of those shows. Playing Games is the primary one, but yeah, that's where you can find me on the internet. Jump over to geekthispodcast.com. Check out the links. Check out previous episodes if you're new, if you found it based off of, you know, an episode of Playing Games with Strangers. You know, sure, this might be the last episode, but, you know, you've got, you know, at least 100 and some episodes of that show. So thank you so much for listening to my candid thoughts on Geek This and where we're at. I would like to actually sit down when David decides to do his thing, do an official goodbye, maybe have some other friends on, get some opinions from listeners or other friends we've made along the way to officially give Geek This its farewell salute. But I'm gonna stop chit-chatting now. I've got other stuff to do. You guys enjoy yourselves. If you want to start a podcast, jump over to blueberry.com because that is currently where I work. Use the promo code Dave, and that will give you 2 months of free service right there at the start, which is really cool. And that helps benefit me and any of my podcasting endeavors because my job pays some bills for the shows that I'm involved in. So that is going to do it. Thanks so much. And thanks for 10 years. That's an amazing accomplishment. Let's see if I can keep playing games running for another 10 years, right? All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.